AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The operating license is supposed to expire today at a Planned Parenthood clinic that performs abortions in St. Louis, but a judge ruled the clinic can continue providing abortions. The Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services did not want to renew the license, citing concerns with failed abortions, compromised patient safety, and legal violations at the clinic, the only clinic in Missouri that performs abortions. There are deep losses on Wall Street today and about an hour to go in trading. Follows the announcement by President Trump of plans to expand its trade war with Mexico, a 5% tariff on Mexican imports unless Mexico cracks down on Central American migrants. The new front in the trade war is hitting automakers especially hard. Many of them import vehicles into the U.S. from Mexico. More from the AP's Sagar Magani.
Combined with a past threat, the president's floating import taxes on all goods from China and Mexico.
Comprehensive tariffs against its two largest trading partners.
And C. Fred Brookston says the result would be higher prices.
And it would amount to a tax on American consumers.
As markets tumbled, U.S. manufacturers warned of devastating consequences, and even some of the president's GOP allies are urging him not to make the move. Sagar Magani, Washington.
An inspection at the El Paso Border Patrol station in Texas, where detained migrants are held, found this month there were 900 people crammed into the 125-person facility at one point. Inspectors say a majority of the detainees were held past the maximum allowed 72-hour period. Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan says he'll call out China in a speech over its militarization of man-made islands in the South China Sea.
I do in this speech, and this part might be viewed as spicy, kind of call out, you know, good behaviors, bad behaviors.
Shanahan met with China's defense minister today. This is AP Radio News. Consumers have been opening their wallets a little more.
The Commerce Department says consumer spending increased 0.3% in April. That follows a 1.1% surge in March that was the largest increase in nearly a decade. Spending on durable goods such as cars dropped last month, but Americans spent more on food, clothing, and services. The slowing growth in spending came despite a jump in personal income growth of 0.5%. Income gains had been lagging so far this year. Meantime, inflation at the consumer level rose to 1.5% compared with a year ago. That's still below the Federal Reserve's target of 2%. Ben Thomas, Washington.
A West Virginia principal accused of plagiarizing Ashton Kutcher in an address to his school's graduating class says he didn't mean to use someone else's work. Parkersburg High School principal Kenny DeMoss issued a statement saying he should have cited his sources in his speech but asserted the ideas were his own. It came from Kutcher's 2013 Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Awards speech. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.